This is Rob Kermit Winterroad again, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. Minus 16 this morning, nice and frosty outside. And we're here with the second hour talking about the Wesley Snipes and Eddie Kahn and Rosalie trial that just got over. And Snipes was found innocent on the two felony counts on the conspiracy and the fraud. And Eddie Kahn and Rosalie, of course, Eddie Kahn didn't have a counselor at law, and he chose not to appear because said the court has no jurisdiction, which is a true statement. Actually, this cognizant over his over the class of case, but unfortunately, that's not a winning hand. You stay away, you go to the pokey, go to jail. And Rosalie, of course, being a professional or ex-professional accountant, he was found guilty on the felony charge too. They both of them had no chance going in. Especially with the defense that Snipes used, and it's a legitimate defense because Snipes did rely upon those two to do work for him for a fee, and so that's a legitimate defense. But if you're the person that's being relied upon and it comes to court, then you better have some other defense, because staying quiet or trying to get in on the shirt tails of what Snipes' defense team put up, it's not going to work. You will go to jail, and that's what happened, unfortunately. I hate to see it. I don't like anybody to go to jail. I wouldn't wish my worst enemies to go to jail, especially concerning anything to do with the Internal Revenue, because it is an absolute, total lie from beginning to end. And I'm trying to put some information out, the real truth of what's really going on, for people to read and check these things out. I'm going to be putting out some of this on my special list, some of these attachments, the jury instructions, and I'm going to be putting these cases out again. But I don't know, people just, I sit and scratch my head. I don't know. They run around in circles, and they just refused to believe what's written. And I'll be honest, I really don't get it. I just, I don't know. I'm almost speechless. I just don't understand, and I see all these things going on, and I don't know. It's really disheartening to watch all these things going on, knowing that that there's a real truth there, and these people are clueless to what's going on. They're listening to things they can't prove. Most of it they can't prove. They got a little bit of it, but it's not going to help you. I read these things, and how I started doing some of these things. What keeps repeating? What do these guys, how do they pull this illusion off? It's all an act. It's an illusion. It's like a magic show. And they're all in on it, except some of the attorneys. I don't think they really understand it. The feds understand it. I guarantee you. They know what's going on. Most of the judges do to some degree. They understand what's going on. But like I just said here, this is in this case. I mean, can it get any more crystal clear? This is a it's not hard to read. United States v. Hicks. 947 F2D 1356. 947 F2D 1356. It's a 1991 case out of the Ninth Circuit. And it tells you what's going on in there. And if you go to the 1.6011-1, which is not a substantive subsidy regulation because it has no statutory authority, but it talks in C about the requirements of the tax return for non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and tax-free covenant bonds. Duh. But anyway, getting back to the Hicks case, I mean, again, I'm going to repeat this because I do not know how to emphasize there is a law of Congress. It's not the law of the United States. But what do these regulations say? And I'm going to go into 6012 in just a second. I hear the music, and we'll be back.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, we're back from break. Ralph Kermit Winter Road, the second with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska, and talking about the Wesley Snipes case. His defense was he relied on two professionals, and of course those two professionals were Kahn and Rosley, and they had no chance. It was an excellent defense by Snipes, and the only chance the other two had was to actually understand the 861 argument or to understand the willful failure to file issues. All of those tax issues are all sitting at the essential elements of the fraud. How can you have a fraud or evade if you have no duty to file? But they didn't do that, so of course they got found guilty, unfortunately. But Snipes got off, and like I say, he's got a good defense. Probably the best law firm in America right now that I'm aware of, that I've seen. But getting back to the, and I'm going to repeat this because I don't know what it's going to take to get this the word out. There is a duty to file, a legal duty. And I'm going to get into why they don't tell us that. But again, to repeat, United States v. Hicks, and it's 947 F2D 1356. It's a 1991 case. And it states right in there, I mean, I can't think of a much clearer way to state it. These are three little sentences out of this case. It is the tax code itself, without reference to regulations, that imposes the duty to file a tax, and they give a court case. However, if we suppose that the duty to file tax returns can be understood only with reference to regulations, which, by the way, is true, the IRS has duly promulgated sufficient regulations, and they give two. 26 CFR, section 1.6011-1, and 1.6012-1. 1.6011-1 has to do with on the form side of it, and that is not a subsidy regulation. It is not. It has no force and effect of law. It has no statutory authority. There's a table in the CFRs that gives the statutory authority, or it's at the bottom with the word authority and the statute or the code. They use code a lot, because we're in the laws of Congress, or we're in the land of Oz. And it goes farther in this case. The code requires that persons such as Hicks make a return as found in 26 U.S.C. 6012. I mean, this seems really clear to me. Well, the next question becomes, based on the jury instructions for Stipes, because he was the only one charged with the willful failure to file under 7203, which is merely a penalty statute. They don't give the law, and I'm going to go into that here yet before the hour is over, why they don't do that. But it says he was required by law or regulation to make a return. Well, 1.6011 doesn't get it. But I can tell you one that does. 1.6012-1. That is a subsidy regulation. It has the force and effect of law. The Supreme Court, in a holding, not dicta, in Chrysler v. Brown, because it is a regulation that has at the bottom the word statutory authority. It gives it. It has a comment period, which is required according to Chrysler v. Brown. It had a comment period. That gives it the force and effect of law in this crazy world we live in. And the IRS can only, the service, IRS service, can only operate by regulation. It says so in Title 26, 7805. They only enforce by regulation. They can't enforce by statute, because they have no executive power. They're all employees. They're funkies. They're hired guns. They operate outside the Constitution. And we've all signed up, unknowingly and unwittingly. Well, the next question becomes, if the court says 1.6012-1 is a regulation to look at, I've already discounted 6011-1, so what is 6012? Because regulations is where these things become quite clear. But it's like a decoder. You have to understand how to decode them and how to read the regulations. When it says 26 CFR 1.1 means individual income tax, 6012 means it's associated with the statute 6012-1, we can throw away. But what people do not understand, just because it says 1, which is individual income tax, that's mandatory, 6012 tells us the regulation or the statute, the code section that it's associated, the statutory authority does not have to match up to anything. It can be all over the place. And they are. So the 1.6012 that Wesley Snipes is by 1445, that's non-resident alien, and it has 6012 because it says you have to file, and then it's got 7805 at the bottom. Most of them have it because they have to have a regulation. That's what 7805 is all about. You've got to have a regulation. Well, here it is. So the question is, who does it apply to? Who's got to file tax returns under the laws of Congress? Was Wesley Snipes, was he in that category? It says right here, this is the heading which you can't use, individuals required to make returns of income. And it says, an individual income tax return must be, or an income tax return must be filed by every individual. By the way, an individual is what they're going to tell us here in a minute. And it is a little I-1, a citizen of the United States, whether residing at home or abroad, a resident of the United States, even though not a citizen thereof, or a bona fide resident, an alien bona fide resident of Puerto Rico. So unless you're an alien bona fide resident of Puerto Rico, you can probably skip that one. A resident of the United States is something we can just ignore as far as most people. That's not going to have any bearing on what's going on. It's a citizen of the United States. So then the question is, am I a citizen of the United States? Got to connect the dots here with real evidence, with something that is a public record that's beyond the grasp, the scope of the courts to mess with. So what is a citizen of the United States? That is the Act, Civil Rights Act of 1866, wherein they created a fiction in law. So they moved the Negroes after the Civil War from the southern plantation owners to being under the congressional plantation, wherein they told the Negroes, we're going to allow you to, we're going to grant to you the right to contract, to sue and be sued, the right to own private and personal property, personal and private property, and have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. I can't believe this is out there. Nobody's catching on. Have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. That's in Title 42, USC 1981 and 1982 in plain English, right on the Internet. Anybody that's listening right now can go look it up. And it's also 1988 where they brought all of the Civil War revised statutes of 1878, the crimes, the courts, and the civil rights all forward, unchanged. There it is, black and white, connected the dots. Real evidence. Supported by all these courts. They're telling us what they're doing, and people won't believe it. So, Wesley would have had to be a citizen of the United States, which is a fiction in law, and if he were, which is what he is, as far as I know, he was born in this country, which makes him an American citizen, which is the same status as the original states prior to the Articles of Confederation. So he is an American citizen, just like Kahn and Rosalie. They have the law of the land, and then when they the Articles of Confederation came along, all of the American citizens also are citizens of the United States of America, which means you have a traveling status to go to any of these sovereign countries called the several states. Just like in the European Union. They're not set up like we are, but you could, if you're in America, if you were in the European Union, then you supposedly could travel to any of the, quote, sovereign countries over there and become a citizen of France, a citizen of Germany, or whatever they call them over there. So the second status is a citizen of the United States of America, and then once you become domiciled, you become a citizen of that sovereign country. The law of the land. You become a citizen of Florida, a citizen of New York, a citizen of Kansas. The Sixth Amendment says you got to have citizens of the state. Didn't say a citizen of the United States. And what people do not understand, if you listen very carefully, the judge must establish on the record, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States, on the record for all the jury members, and they are clueless. How would they know? They usually put it in that that thing so that nobody has to respond. Is anybody here not a citizen of the United States? They all said they're like, well, how could I wouldn't want to show my ignorance because they are clueless. How would they know? Most attorneys can't even tell you what it is. It's defined. It's a statutory, made-up fiction in law, just like Jack Frost and Santa Claus. Anyway, we'll be back with more. Stay tuned, and we'll be back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, going into more of the Wesley Snipes trial down there and putting more of this information out as to what was really going on. And having said that, I don't know if Bernhoff, I don't know if they'll, on their appeal, obviously they'll probably appeal what's going on. but I don't know whether they will proceed forward to actually expose what's going on, or they'll, I just don't know. I have no way of knowing. They did another very interesting thing in this jury instructions that most people should do, is they put the venue in there, because the venue of the court has to be correct. You have to be tried in the, quote, district where this purported crime actually took place. Before I get into the 861 argument, I'm going to follow through, and I may run over into the long side, because what we got to do now, the next question that I had posed before, is based on all of these court cases. It says the law. Now, it's not law of the United States. It's just a word, generic words like rights. There's all kinds of rights, inalienable rights. And by the way, let me say this before somebody thinks that I'm a racist. I am not a racist. We all have inalienable rights, and they come from the Creator. And they allowed the Negro in to be naturalized in 1870. They've allowed the other classes, or whatever you want to call it, the people, since then, Congress. Congress can do that. And these people that say that Congress can keep out, or that the Negro or some other race is subservient or some other, is a whole bunch of dang nonsense. What's really nonsense is that the white folks, such as me, signed up to have the same rights as a white citizen. That says, if I were a registered voter, it would say something to me that I'm not really overly sharp. I must be on the eraser end of the pencil. How could I have the same rights of a white citizen if I am a white citizen? Hoo-ha. And why would anybody want to sign up to be, and this is a killer because Babcock is the case that says if Congress grants individual rights against the United States to an individual, which means benefits, you then have no remedy in any court of law, and Congress doesn't even have to give you any remedy. You have no access to a court of law and no remedy. I read every case because I couldn't believe it. I said, man, I don't know. This sounds like an Indiana Jones movie in the Temple of Doom. I don't want to step on whatever it is. And it's that status. Congress has set this thing up and overthrown our constitutional republic. And they've got us to all believe that a citizen of the United States, this is the root of the tree that produces the poisonous fruit. They started it in 1866. And until the people find out and get their birthright back, we've sold our souls. If you're one of those, I'm not going there. I don't get the permanent fund in Alaska. I do all sorts of things. There are other things I have to do under the law of necessity because I'm in Babylon or Sodom and Gomorrah or someplace such as that. So, anyway, I say that one of the next obvious questions is, why doesn't the IRS, first of all, they come in as United States of America, which means President of the United States, the closest I've been able to determine that I can prove, which is in the title 48 territories. It says United States of America without the in front of it is the President of the United States. Okay? Well, obviously, within the several states, the moving party is supposed to be United States, not United States of America. Another major issue. But the question that I ask, why don't they just say, you've got to file in 6012, and here's the regulation that has force and effects of law. It's 26 CFR 1.6012-1, and just do it out in front. Why don't we put the law with the regulation and make it simple? Why hide all this? Well, of course, the United States District Court is not a Article III court. It's a territorial court. They made that up in 1948, and I got all the documents to prove it. It's an illusion, but there's more to it than that. They can't tell you. And the reason being, Congress prohibited. You can't tell those citizens of the United States. We put it in Title 28, Section 2201 in the United States Code. You can't tell those slaves out there, these people, that have taken on this fictional status, which was memorialized in the 14th Amendment to get it out of the reach of the Supreme Court or a future Congress. They memorialized it in the 14th, and they made it so that it's an uphill battle, and of course we've got so many people brainwashed now, they're all sucking on the high intent. They love them benefits. But Congress says you cannot tell them where the law is, because they're liable to figure it out. But there's even more to it than that. The reason why, another major reason, if not the major reason, you can't tell these people, because this court has no judicial power of the United States. Because guess what? It's a benefit. And the only place that somebody can tell you if you're a taxpayer is on the executive side, if you want to call it that. And we're going to have to stay tuned for the rest of the answer here, but stay tuned and we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. We're on the last half hour, long one here, and I was discussing why doesn't these guys, these IRS and Department of Justice, why don't they just do it right out in front, right up front, and tell us what's going on? Because they can't. Congress prohibited the court from doing this. Because Congress made up a territorial bastardized court that cannot exist in 1948. And you can find it, Title 28, Section 132. Congress says, we're going to give the judicial power to heck with them inalienable rights where you're the sovereign. You're going to be a citizen of the United States and you're under our bailiwick. Welcome to the plantation. That says right in there. That United States District Court is controlled by Congress, by rules of court, and by orders of the court. It says so, plain English. The constitutional rights, an Article III court, the constitutional courts, the judicial power of the United States only has one source, the Constitution. That's our inalienable rights, our limited delegation of power. It's beyond the Congress, because if Congress could control, quote, what rights we have, we wouldn't have separation of powers, would we? Now, the issue of why they can't tell us that they're a taxpayer Because it's on the agency site. And the reason why they've done this is because if anybody brought the issue up, the court would be caught dead. Dead meat. They'd either have to lie about it or give us some BS answer. But there's no way they can hold the finger in the dam. So Congress just said, you can't tell those people they're not taxpayers or are. Now, if you're a 501c3 fiction, you betcha, come on down, because we can do that. But there's even more to it. Because in a constitutional republic, under judicial power, if you have a, quote, judicial decision exercising the judicial power of the United States, it can only be under the writs of error or whatever issue we have declaring the law stay in the judicial side. And therein lies another major problem, because it doesn't do constitutional law. And this was decided initially in Hayburn's case in 1792, where they wanted the courts of the United States, exercising the judicial power of the United States, to say who would, under the Widows and Orphans Act, could get benefits. And the court would say, oh, yeah, Ralph, you can get benefits. And then I thought, well, I must have won then, right? No. Because then it moved over under separation of powers back over to the Department of War, and the Department of War would say, Ralph, nope, we're not going to give you any money. That made the executive side a court of errors over the judicial side. That's a separation of powers problem. That's the whole idea. If it's judicial, it stays in the judicial, and if it can be under a writ of error or a habeas or appeal, it has to stay on the judicial side and go up to the highest court. When that highest court has ruled, that's the end of it. Ball game's over. So that's the reason why they can't tell you. Because the court has no power. And it even gets more ludicrous. Even more ridiculous, because the people that are in the IRS movement, most people are aware of the Cheek case by the Supreme Court of the United States. It's used over and over. And it tells you there are four prongs to willful failure to file of a known legal duty. You have to have a known legal duty and then willfully not do it. Prong one, a definite known law. Doesn't say law of the United States, just law. That's fine. 60-12, but we can't tell you. And then the legal duty has to be established in that law. There's got to be two parties. You cannot have a legal duty if you don't have two people. If you got somebody that wants his lawn mowed and somebody that's going to mow it, you got to have a lawn. The guy that has the lawn, you got to have somebody that's agreed to mow it. That's 101. Legal duty is established by contract or by law. Before we got this nonsense system we have today, there were almost no legal duties other than paying taxes, and it wasn't criminal. Property taxes, real ones. So the prong one is, in Cheek, there's got to be a known and definite law. Somebody's got to know about it at 60-12, but we can't tell you, because if you ask the court that, we got a problem. The legal duty. The Second Circuit has ruled that the legal duty is a question of law. Can't tell the people about that either. That's the legal duty. Then it's got to be a known legal duty. You got to figure it out. Well, how are you going to figure it out when nobody talks about it, and everybody's putting all over the internet, and in the cases, there is no law. Show me the law. Like the Freedom Law School. They got $100,000 that they don't want to pay off. How many court cases do you have to have? So now we're up to the third prong, and then the fourth one is where you get nailed. Willfully and knowingly violating a known legal duty. Well, how can I have a known legal duty and willfully do it if I don't even know about it? And if the legal duty, the court can't even have that taxpayer has no standing in that court, and you don't even tell me to quote law. Oh, unbelievable. And it just keeps getting repeated over and over and over again. And nobody seems to get it. I have lists. I love to discuss anybody that likes to talk about something and tell me I'm wrong. I mean, are these courts all wrong? No, they haven't got it wrong. They're telling us what they're doing. Just nobody wants to read. Everybody's got these ideas that they can't prove. They get a little bit here and a little bit there and try to get put their opinion in it, and they don't read because another one of the issues that happened in this case of Snipes and Kahn and Rosalie, U.S. of A., not the, but U.S. of A., said we're going to use hearsay evidence under Rule 803. This is where they bring in tax returns and business records and things that are hearsay. Now, why would they want to bring in hearsay? Because if you go into that court and you try to introduce hearsay, they say, oh, we got to have first-hand information, you can't bring it in. Why do they allow the IRS to bring in hearsay evidence? Because, like a tax return, they bring it in under hearsay, and the only defense that they have you under a rule of court, you have to prove that it's untrustworthy. So they say, Ralph is a taxpayer. Well, how do I prove that Ralph is not a taxpayer? That's a pretty uphill battle. Proven negatives is really an interesting situation. Ralph is Santa Claus. How do I prove I'm not Santa Claus? I got a big belly, white beard. I live in Alaska, not too far from the North Pole. Jack Frost is out here running around because I can see what he's been doing. They use this because they bring in the income tax, individual income tax return. They have bypassed all of the statutory authority of Congress, all of the subsidy regulations, all of those things. They bypass the whole thing and they get to the end product. And all they need is that your signature. Everything else is irrelevant. They make up these bogus notices of federal tax lien that are strictly in Title 27 when you do the subsidy regulations test that Congress and the Supreme Court has mandated must be done. That's not me. It's them talking. The other argument that was part of the Kahn case and Snipes and Rosalie was the 861 argument. And even Larkin Rose, the guy that's been promoting this stuff, selling, I have no idea how many, probably thousands of CDs. I didn't get it. I find it absolutely amazing. If you look, the only regulations, because that's what all that these agencies can use, that's what 7805 says, that's what all of the forms are promulgated under, is 7805. And you take the first one. There are 14 subsidy regulations, and there's five OMB numbers that they use. And they are used exclusively with number one, foreign income, two, foreign corporations, or three, U.S. non-resident aliens. End of story. Now let's just take a couple of these. We don't have time to go through all 14 of them. 1.861-2. One says individual income tax. Two, a point, and then it says 861. That's the originating statute. Dash two. What is the authority? That's what you got to go look at. What is the authority? It's 26 U.S.C. 863A. Tax based on income relating to foreign income. That's the statutory authority. The statutory authority is not under Title 26 U.S.C. 861. It's under 863A. tax-based income relating to foreign income. What form can you use? OMB-1545-0089. What's that form? The only form authorized to be used is for U.S. non-resident alien income tax return, a 1040 NR. It just wasn't so serious to be humorous. It really would. Here's another one. 26 CFR 1.861-8. So it's one, individual income tax. There's the 0861 again. That tells us that's the originating statute. This is taxable income on sources within the United States and from other sources and activities. Do you know what the statutory authority is for it? This is taxable income from sources within the United States and other sources and activities. This is under the statutory authority of Title 26, 882C, little c. So what's that? Tax on income of foreign corporations connected with United States business. Yep. Well, what form would I use? Well, this is the authorized OMB form. It's 1545-020126, U.S. Income Tax on Foreign Corporations. Or there's 1545-1224. But there's no form listed. There's an OMB number, but there's no form for it. I've taken the time to look up each and every one of these, documenting by the mandatory requirements of Congress. They say this is the way it's got to be. And you can take your parallel tables that they want you to use and throw them in the toilet. There are three subsidy regulations in the CFRs. One for individual income tax. It's about 25 pages long. There's one for estate, and there's one for employers. And there's one for 301 administrative stuff. But until you learn how to decode and understand, they don't do it right out in front, because if they did, they couldn't keep pulling it off in front of 300 million people. This is all their stuff. And I'm writing a book on it right now, and I want to do a DVD on it, because we need to get this information out and stop these unlawful and illegal prosecutions of people. Now, did the Wesley Snipes case have any bearing on exposing the IRS? No. No. No, because these issues were not brought up. Snipes' team took their best avenue, as we relied on two professionals. Why not? He did. What's wrong with that? Con and Rosalie are clueless. They don't even really understand the total thing, unfortunately, and it's bad, but they don't. Sherry Peel Jackson. She had the same type of jury instructions by rule or by law or regulation. It's got to be required. It's right in her jury instructions. And it's not given to the jury. And nobody in the jury says, well, wait a minute here. I've got a penalty statute and it says it's got to be required by law or regulation. Well, where's the law? Where's the regulation? Jury are clueless. They have no idea. Because we all know, just like if you read some of the closing arguments that were quoted in the paper, the prosecution states, well, everybody knows you got to pay your taxes, otherwise we wouldn't have a country. Not so. Total lie. Absolutely a total lie. So the 861 argument is valid. You just got to know how to get the tables, and it's not real complicated once you understand the process, as it's shown to you how to decode, and it has the word authority, the statutory authority. Agencies cannot operate without statutory authority, and technically they're probably agencies under the, quote, president. And, of course, all he's got is a buffoon sitting at the top, and these agencies are all controlled by Congress. He's not controlling them. Not even close. Congress overthrew our constitutional republic right after the Civil War. They told, they overthrew the executive power with the Tenure of Office Act. They said the president can't hire or fire. They controlled the military and the funding. They said you can't tell your military leaders what to do. And in the very next act after the Tenure of Office, they told the courts, take a hike. You can't look at what we're doing. It's never been challenged, the judiciary. The Tenure of Office Act was 59 years later. And it was ruled unconstitutional. Well, I hear the music. We'll be back in a minute, and we'll finish up.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back for the last short segment talking about Wesley Snipes, Eddie Kahn, and Rosalie down in Florida. And we're glad that Wesley got off on what he did. It's unfortunate that he didn't get off on all of them. And it's really unfortunate also that Kahn and Rosalie, but they had no chance. They could have done a plea bargain and come out much better. And they will hammer them because when you fight the system, especially like what Kahn has done, they're not even showing up. they will definitely make an example of you. Thou shalt not. I'm going to do one more here because this 861 just irritates the living daylights out of me. I just see all of this nonsense. Here's another one. Is 26 CFR 1.861-9. We're always hearing this. Taxable income from sources within the United States and from other sources and activities. Well, what's the statutory authority? This is a subsidy regulation. It's as though Congress did it. The first one is in 863A, the A, tax based on income relating to foreign income. Another statute that gives it authority under the U.S. Title 26 U.S.C., 864E, source rules and other general rules relating to foreign income. Another one, there's three of them, statute, actually four, 26 U.S.C. 865i, source rules and other general rules relating to foreign income, and then 26 U.S.C. 7701, definitions, and that has to do with linking and entities together, relating to persons, pass-through entities, and other intermediaries. So foreign earned income. Now, for that particular regulation, there are no OMB numbers listed. None. Now, there's a temporary one, a -9T, that has one for foreign tax credit. If you're doing that, you use Form 116, but it's under OMB 1545-0121, which means absolutely nothing, nobody listening, other than the fact that the 861 is valid if people would use it. You can't beat these guys using statutes, actually code. You must link it to the subsidy regulations. IRS has agreed to use subsidy regulations under Title 5, U.S.C. 552A1. Every one of those federal agencies has agreed to do it. All of them. So you have to look at the regulations, and this is where they have to clarify it so that you can understand it. Because it's obfuscated and it's screwed around by these lawyers, these attorneys, that are extremely good at wordsmithing nonsense based upon defining this, defining that, and this is good here, this word here is there, the state means this, the United States means this over here. Guess what, folks? There's only one place where the several states are, and that's in the Articles of Confederation and the Federal Constitution. The United States is only one of them we're supposed to be dealing with, and that's one that was for a more perfect union. And that was where the several states. Nothing about there are three United States. Nothing about we've got a federal corporation operating out here on all by its lonesome. Anyway, that's enough for today. And stay tuned, and we will see you next week. And watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.